call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Time now to catch up with our Australian correspondent, Zoe, for Neighbourhood Watch. Here's what we were talking about earlier today.
Firstly, potentially some sort of history being made in terms of Victorian Aboriginal voters. What's been going on in Victoria?
Yes, so history. It's really nice. So the Victorian government may be the first Australian tier of government to sign a treaty with Aboriginal nations. So this has happened during the week, and there is an election for the First People's Assembly. So the First People's Assembly's main job will be to kind of figure out the rules by which individual treaties will be able to be negotiated between the Victorian government and individual Aboriginal nations. And it's sort of set up like a committee, so an assembly of, there are 21 members elected for the five different regions across the state of Victoria, and there are also 11 members to represent each of the state's formally recognised traditional owner corporations. So it's a pretty significant step forward for negotiating treaties and also shaping the direction of the future for sovereignty for First Nation peoples.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem, like you say, quite a major step forward. How this is obviously in Victoria. How does this sort of compare or relate to what's going on in other parts of Australia? Is this substantially more progressive?
Yeah, I'd say so. It's the first of its kind to happen in Australia. And obviously, I mean, in terms of progressive, yes, but there's, you know, as you know, and I'm sure many listeners know, there is a really dark, awful history within the whole Australia. A bit before colonisation, there was obviously no Australia, tens of thousands of years, you know, plus, you know, Aboriginal people lived in all different nations across the country, and you know, it's 2019 and we're finally starting to see some progress. So yes and no, maybe is the answer to your question. It's progressive, but also, you know, come on.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
There had been talks of this, you know, in the 80s as well. But it's nice to see a step forward.
So what happens next? What's still to come in this development?
Yeah, so the Assembly now are elected and they will be meeting in December. Kind of, it's been compared to like a government being sworn in, so their first meeting is in December. They will meet in the Victorian Parliament. You know, this is sort of said to be like a symbolic use of the Chamber of Colonial Power to widen their own influence. There are some priorities on the table, which is setting up treaty authority, funding for Aboriginal nations, and also debating sort of what policies and rights will be on the table for treaty negotiations. So we don't really know what that will look like right now, but that's what is next.
All right, and moving on, potentially some relief for farmers affected by drought.
Yeah, it's again, a bit of positive news. It's quite nice to come to you with some positive news this week, actually. Farmers and regional businesses are going to be given some loans from the government to help drought-affected farmers. Obviously, especially in New South Wales and Queensland, you know, drought is devastatingly affecting their businesses, their families, their well-being. So the government have, it's just a part of this $500 million drought scheme package, and the government will give cheap loans. They'll be interest-free for the first 2 years, so there'll be no repayments or no interest on these loans, and then followed by 3 years interest only, and then 5 years to pay back the loans, The loans will be available to farmers to, you know, feed and stock their businesses, or, you know, anything that's going to help them really to keep going. As I mentioned, everything's really quite dire at the moment. Lots of drought across the country, and for farmers, this has been a conversation for years now, how bad the drought is really affecting people and family, livestock and, you know, the economy and et cetera, et cetera. So there's also going to be loans for regional councils as well. They will be given $1 million loans to regional councils to fund any programs that they're trying to start up. The goal is to really just back the farmers in order to help. It's really dire at the moment. It's really awful. Mm-hmm. There's also calls for individual states to be doing a bit more as well, to help communities. And so it's a really good start. You know, everything's met with a bit of criticism, but, you know, these loans will hopefully help in the coming years for farmers, especially as they're going into summer. It's November, so it's not, you know, it's not like we're going into any sort of rain season. It's now it gets even worse for them, so it is a nice positive step. In terms of when these loans will start rolling out, I'm not entirely sure. It was just announced from the government, but hopefully soon, because it's really hot and it's only going to get hotter.
Yeah, well, like you said, it is a good news story. I mean, I feel like even in New Zealand, we hear about how devastating these droughts can be every spring and summer. And so good to hear that there's some movement on that front.
Yeah, isn't it nice?
All right, well, thank you so much for your time. I'll let you get back to more important things.
No,
thanks for talking to me.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.